This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Delhi BJP MPs, MLAs and other leaders in the national capital. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the meeting, they had extensive discussions on ways to improve quality of life for the people of Delhi. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta was also present on the occasion. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Koderma-Barkakana doubling and Bellary-Chikjajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Koderma-Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
Koderma-Barkakana doubling 133 kilometers ye project 3063 crore ka hai aur ye kafi long distance project hai 133 kilometer ka hai aur ye Patna aur Ranchi ke beech mein shortest line hai isko double karne se Patna se Ranchi ke beech mein movement kafi smooth ho jayega aur Hazaribagh Chhatra Koderma Ramgarh ye jo jile hain in jilon ko achhi connectivity isse milegi 938 villages cover hote hain aur 15 lakh population ko iska benefit milta hai 17 major bridges hain 180 minor bridges हैं, 42 flyovers हैं, 33 underpasses हैं, और 30 million ton cargo इस doubling के बाद में extra इस line पे जाएगा.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke at the German Marshall Fund Brussels Forum 2025, where he highlighted the importance of India's relationship with the European Union. Dr. Jaishankar stated that India gives pretty high priority to its relations with the EU, highlighting the growing interest in Europe over the past decade. He has expressed optimism about the India-EU Free Trade Agreement FTA, saying the discussions have been positive and that the agreement is within sight of being finalized by the end of the year. India and Sweden have discussed strengthening collaboration across sectors including clean energy, digital technology, climate, healthcare and life sciences, as well as skill development. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal held a meeting with Benjamin Doza, Minister for International Development Cooperation and Foreign Trade, and Håkan Jevrell, State Secretary for Foreign Trade, Sweden in Stockholm. Mr. Goyal said he invited greater Swedish participation in India's growing infrastructure and manufacturing sectors. The minister also addressed the India-Sweden Business Leaders Roundtable lunch and said it has emerged as a cornerstone platform for bringing together business leaders from both nations to foster collaboration in trade, innovation and investment. A documentary titled Ayurveda, the Double Helix of Life was premiered in New Delhi yesterday, highlighting Ayurveda's potential to transform global healthcare. Minister of State for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, inaugurated the screening. Speaking at the event, the minister said it is not just a film but a movement to create awareness about the uses of Ayurveda, as India has always emphasized on using Ayurveda. The 90-minute film showcased Ayurveda's holistic approach to managing chronic diseases backed by research and evidence. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will address the valedictory ceremony of the 127th Induction Training Program at the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie today. The 127th Induction Training Program at the Mussoorie-based academy is specifically designed for officers promoted from state civil services to the Indian Administrative Service. A total of 97 officers promoted from the services of 19 states are participating in this program, including 73 male officers and 24 female officers. India's first-ever International Fisheries Technology Exhibition IFT Expo 2025 is set to open in Mumbai today. The two-day event will be inaugurated by Maharashtra's Port Development Minister Nitesh Narayan Rane, with Sagar Mehra, Joint Secretary in the Department of Fisheries, Government of India, as the chief guest. The expo comes at a crucial time, with the fisheries sector receiving a record 2,703 crore allocation in the Union Budget 2025-26. And that is the end of this news bulletin.